Oh, that's right. How you doing today? Hey, you know what? We have our state treasurer for South Carolina, Curtis Loftus, on the line with us. How you doing today, Curtis?
I am doing very well, Ann. How about yourself?
Very good, very good. Long time no talk.
It has been. I've been busy. I've had my head stuck in spreadsheets and calculators. It's been not exciting, but it has been fulfilling.
Has been fulfilling. And what does that mean?
Well, we've been busy. You know, when it's hard to believe. It's been about 3.5 years since I became treasurer. Yeah, I made some promises, and I've been able to keep them. I'm really happy. When I came to the treasurer's office, and you got to remember, this is your money. This is everybody in Greenwood's money, the money that y'all send in for fees and fines, all sorts of things, the money that school districts have, we manage that. When I came into office, we were banking about $40 billion, and we had one CPA. Think about that, just one CPA. Now we have 8 CPAs. We have 3 people with their master's in accountancies, where we didn't have any. We have 3 MBAs, where we didn't have any. And we have 3 lawyers, where we only had one. And so you can see we've increased the skill level so we can protect your money and invest it better. So I'm really happy about that.
Well, it sounds to me like you've just upped the payroll, Curtis.
No, we didn't. A very, very small amount, but not much. We have just been very careful on how we've hired. We don't hire extra people. And whatever we spend, when you divide it into $40 billion, is the smallest amount of money. And we've got to protect that money. We've got to invest it properly. We've got to make sure that your money is spent on you,
sure,
not special interest. And that's part of what we do. And having these professionals here makes all the difference in the world.
Well, that is terrific. Now, you know, one of the questions that I wanted to ask you is, what is happening since we're going to have a Department of Administration? What's this going to mean to the Budget and Control Board?
Well, the Budget Control Board will still exist in a abbreviated form. You know, right now we have tremendous responsibilities, and a lot of those responsibilities are very boring. I mean, they're important, don't get me wrong, but managing the fleet of cars and trucks, managing the buildings, things like that, don't make the headlines a lot.
Right.
Because it's the kind of thing that's really just a business. You get in there and you manage it. So Governor Haley will do a fine job with that. Those are the types of things that are going away from the Budget Control Board. And that most of that happens in the summer of 2015. What stays at the Budget Control Board, and they changed the name, it's now, I can't remember, it's the Financial Authority or something. I'll have to go back and look at the name. I can't even remember the name.
Okay.
But we will maintain the state's debt, some of the insurance things. They're more of the really complicated and significant issues that that many people don't feel one person should be in charge of.
Right.
What I really think is going to happen is we make this change to start with. Governor Haley takes a lot of this. I think she'll do a fine job. After a couple years of her doing a fine job, I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't get more of it. You know, it makes sense not to overload the administration at one time.
Sure.
Well, so I'm kind of excited about it. You know, it's overdue. Should have been done a while back. But it's done. So that's the most important thing.
Sure. Now, as far as the pension funds and whatnot, you originally thought that there were a lot of problems there. What have we found?
That's right. I did, and we got very involved. I tried to get things fixed from the inside. You know, it's always easier to fix any kind of issue when everybody's cooperating. I wasn't able to do that. So what I had to do is go back on the two most important principles in government, which is accountability and transparency. When the people know about things, things get fixed. And so there were a whole host of things that the Investment Commission didn't have. I want you to think about this. A lot of people that are riding around or at Greenwood or listening to you from their business, they own a small business. They know they have to protect their money. They know they have to manage their money. They know they have to report on their money. When I came to the Investment Commission, it didn't have internal auditors. And this is $27 billion. That's with a B, not an M, but with a B. They didn't have internal auditors. They didn't have compliance officers. They didn't have a comprehensive governance manual. They didn't have a committee that valued the assets. These things are boring, and I get that. You know, most people don't want to hear about this. I'd rather hear about, you know, gun rights or something. But this is how you protect money. You know, we didn't disclose all of our fees in our audited financial statements. Now we do. Now we're one of the best disclosures in the country. Tremendous change has been made. It hasn't been pretty. It hasn't been easy, but it's been done. And so I feel good about it. I never stopped and waved the flag of victory because I'm moving on to other things that need that same type of attention. When you have the good old boys in charge of things, they don't change because you say please. They don't change because you say pretty please. If it's important, you have to fight and fight and fight, and it is not pretty. But if you don't do that, it just will not happen. And that's why we have so little reform in South Carolina. I feel good about the Investment Commission. It's much better than it was. I've gotten 80% of what I want. And in real life, and especially in politics, that's about all you're going to get. We still pay too much in fees. And I want you to think about this. We paid $429 million in fees last year. Think about that.
Well, somebody did well.
$429 million in fees. I don't know what Greenwood County spends each year. Probably less than $100 million a year to run that county.
Mm-hmm.
You could run it for 4 years on what we paid the Wall Street managers. And so that's, we've got to lower that fee. We've got to keep our money here.
So are you going to get that changed, Curtis?
Well, we're working on it. And see, what happens is you can't change fees overnight. What you have to change is all of these other things. You have to have, you know, I don't want to get too boring because people will go to sleep on me, but we have a lot of active management that has high fees. You have to go to passive management that has lower fees. You got to get out of these costly investment structures. Wall Street is not the problem. We're the problem. You know, you can be a bad consumer, and we've been a bad consumer, and we are becoming a better consumer. And as that new strategy comes in, as we start renegotiating fees lower, what you'll see is that those fees will come down. It's going to take it a while, but they're coming down, and the trend is right, and so that's what we have to be happy about. Again, real reform seldom happens in state government, because it is rancorous, it's mean, it's ugly, and people just don't want to do it. But I decided if I was going to be in politics, that's what I was going to focus on. I don't care about ribbon cuttings, that kind of stuff. That's just not important. Well, what's important is that we do whatever it takes to protect your money. There's no reason that people in Greenwood County who go to work and pick up trucks and Kias should send $429 million to the wealthiest people in the world. Those people go to work in helicopters and limousines. We don't need it. That's reverse. We want our money spent on the people of Greenwood, and that's my goal, and that's what we've done.
Well, you know, I think that's lofty goals for Loftus.
Well, you know, we have a lot of those kinds of things. We when I came into the office, I said to my staff, our College 529 program. You know, that's one of the most important things we have. It's where people can save money for college. It's got a lot of tax advantages. Money stays in there. It grows tax-free. And when you take it out for college expense, you can spend it tax-free. So it's great.
Right.
Well, we needed a new contract. So we spent almost a year getting a new contract. And now we have a wonderful program. It's rated as one of the best in the country. We have some of the lowest fees in the country and one of the broadest baskets of investments. So if you want to put a loved one through school, this is the way to do it. If you've got a 2-year-old or 8- or 10-year-old, if you've got a baby on the way, or if you've got grandbabies, the college savings program is the best way to do it. Future Scholars 529 program, go to the state treasurer's office, web link, hit it, and it'll tell you how to do it. It's the easiest thing. But, of course, you know the most fun thing, though, right? What's the most fun thing that I get to do?
Let's see, you threw out the
baseball? I get to give people back their own money.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
unclaimed property. We've been working hard to get more money from up north where there are big investment houses and insurance companies. That's money that's owed to South Carolinians but wasn't paid. We have $420 million of your money. Last week I sent out, just one check alone was $50,000 for somebody I happen to know. We've sent out checks for as much as $277,000 to a lady in Greenville. We send out checks every day for $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. It's all sorts of money. It
sure.
could be something as simple as a cable or utility deposit of $75, but it could be an old bank account. It could be a payroll check that never made you. It could be when a hospital settles up a complicated bill and there's money left over, they send it to the insurance company, but it's not the insurance company's money. So after 5 years, they send it to us. If you go to the state treasurer's website and you look up unclaimed property, or it's also called Palmetto Payback, if you click on that link, put your name in, you might very well find money. And if you don't put, if you don't find it for yourself, put in your brothers and your sisters and your boyfriends and your girlfriends, put in your landlord. I had a guy tell me the other day he found $1,500 for his landlord. That helped him out.
Absolutely.
So go find your money. We've got $420 million.
Well, Curtis, I think that that's very good. But you know, some of the other things that I wanted to talk about here today is how is your relationship with the board members? I mean, you know, last year there was a lot of contention going on.
Well, I mean, it's hard. I mean, you know, they wanted the investment. You're talking about the investment commission,
right?
Not the budget control board.
Right.
Yeah, the investment commission had been in effect for about 7 years when I got on there. They didn't have the basics they should have had to manage money. If they were a bank or a savings and loan, they would have been shut down. So what do I do, Ann? Do I sit there and do nothing and watch the people's money, $28 billion, not be protected? Or do you take the information to the General Assembly? Do you take the information to the public? By taking it to the public, by engaging in this battle, we got it fixed. So if they don't like me, that's okay. I'm not into politics for my ego. Believe me, I get beaten up on a regular basis for this stuff. That's okay. I'm going to continue on the commission. I'm going to go and vote my conscience. I know who I work for. I'm on Team South Carolina. I am not on Team Wall Street. I don't give a damn about these Wall Street managers who want more and more of our money. I'm going to fight to keep our money in South Carolina. The retirees who work for the police department in Greenwood or the fire department over in Edgefield or the teachers of that county, y'all deserve your money, not other people.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I agree with you. I was just curious as far as a working relationship, how it has evolved, because there were some serious things. There were lawsuits back and forth, and, you know, I just wondered today, how is that working relationship?
Well, it's difficult. I wouldn't lead you otherwise. It is difficult, and that's the price of reform. You know, South Carolina is not a wealthy state. We lag and have lagged for so long in many ways. And why is that, Ann? It's because we send people to Columbia, and they don't fight for you. Now, there's plenty of fighting going on for themselves. They do well. They move up the leadership chain. There's all sorts of things that go on up here.
Sure.
We got to fight for the average guy. We got to fight for the plumber and the teacher and the fireman. We got to fight for the lady who runs the jewelry store. Because if we don't, who's going to? And so I don't make any apologies. It's always easier to fix a problem with a handshake and a smile. But believe me, when it comes to people, the working people of South Carolina, I'm going to do what it takes to make sure their money is spent properly.
Sure. Well, you know, Curtis, I know you're in there fighting. I know sometimes, though, at the end of the day, you must go home and say, why do I do this?
That's right. It is hard. I have more things said about me in a day than the average person can imagine. It's not easy. They're after me constantly. But, you know, it's not about me. And it's about your employees. It's about your neighbor. It's about senior citizens getting the meals that we owe them. It's about the roads being better. It's about schools being better. It's about all those things. The Bible says what you do for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you do for me. And believe me, the working people of this state are left out of the equation. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep fighting. They might run me out of office. They might run me out of this state. But I'll tell you, if I quit, if I join the good old boys, if I start playing the game that has not serve the people of this state well, I could never have another night's peace. I would never have another night's good sleep because I know right from wrong, and I'm going to keep fighting for the working people of this state. What you do for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you do for me. That's as straightforward as you can get. There's no ambiguity there. It is my responsibility and my obligation, and I'm not going to stop fighting for the working people of this state.
Well, you know, let me ask you another question. You know, I commend you, Curtis, for the fight that you put out there. And, you know, it is in public. It's not in private. It's everybody knows about what's going on,
yeah.
Right?
But yeah, I will say this, Ann. You know, we've had tremendous success with other agencies. There have been agencies that have come to me and called me with problems. There have been forms and banking procedures that we've been able to manage without any problem. There are a lot of good people in Columbia. In fact, that's really what I need to say is there are a lot of good people in Columbia that want to do right, but they just have got to have the leadership. They've got to have somebody who will give them cover. You know, we had a case where a state agency came before the board and admitted some problems. And, in fact, the problems were they predated the man who came to tell us about it. And he got in some trouble about it. He got some difficult questions. Well, I wanted to give the guy cake. I want to say, hey, you're the best guy I know. You're coming and telling about a problem that's important to the state. Now we can fix it. We didn't know anything about it. That's transparency. That fella came to us and said, we have done something that we shouldn't have done. We'd like to have it fixed. We've thought about it. We know how to fix it, and we bring it to the Budget Control Board. And that's the kind of behavior we want to applaud. So we've had a lot of really good successes behind the scenes. We don't talk about them because if somebody comes to me and says, Curtis, we think we're doing this wrong. What do you think? My experts will tell them what to do. We're not going to penalize them. We're going to applaud them for fixing a problem. So while the Investment Commission has been tough, 85 or 90% of the changes we've been able to affect around state government have been peaceful. They've been done by the shake of a hand and smiles. And at the end of the day, we can all go off and have a meal together.
Well, that sounds good, Curtis. Now, what about this? I understand your office is trying to determine if they can conduct an audit that Senator Shaheen wants about women's pay. You know, this is a hot-button issue, not only here in the state, but also in the federal government. What is the status on that?
Well, Senator Shaheen sent a letter to my office, and as I'm a member of the Budget Control Board, and the Office of Human Resources works for the board. So he sent me a letter and says, hey, we'd like to know what's going on in state pay. And so we sent that request right over to the Office of Human Resources. They finished that. They sent it to us, and I believe we sent it to Senator Shaheen yesterday, I believe. I'll have to double-check on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we didn't get involved with whether it was right or whether it was wrong. It was just about what is the information that senator asked for. And that's, you know, see, that's what I mean. He's a Democrat. I'm a Republican. He came to me. He asked me for information in good faith. I got it for him and gave it back. This doesn't have to be rancorous. You know, and speaking about women, you know, it's funny because my chief of staff is a female. My deputy chief of staff is a female. The majority of my senior deputies are female. So we're doing what we can to improve diversity and to make sure that we are fair and equitable. And we like to think we're on the cutting edge of that. I mean, it's been really a rewarding experience for us to invest in some of these folks and see how well they perform.
Well, Curtis, how what did you find in that report? Did it find that women are paid less, or are they paid the same?
You know, I have not studied it. It's on my desk. That's on my list of things to do today. But my staff vetted it, and of course, we didn't editorialize. All we said was,
sure,
what are the numbers? And my chief of staff said to me, hey, I don't think women are paid as much as they should be, and from looking at this report. But I tell you, I can study that, and in fact, I can send you a copy of it.
Well, that would
be
great.
More than happy to. In fact, we ought to probably just post it on the internet. It's just all been so quickly, and we had busy days, you know. And today, my day started about 7:30 or 7 o'clock, and I'll get back to Columbia tonight about 12:30 at night. So we have some long days, but I'll have it in the car and I'll study it. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get it posted on the internet, and I'll send you an electronic copy.
That would be terrific.
And we'll see if any woman in the state makes as much as you do, the princess of Greenwood County.
I'd like for somebody for that to be true, Curtis, but unfortunately, the jewelry business is not the best business to be in right now.
Well, I tell you, business is looking up. I hear about it from around the state. Most places, people say business is better, so I'm really happy about that. You know, we're lucky to live in South Carolina. It's a wonderful place. We have great people. These people are underserved. We've got to have a better government because everywhere I go in South Carolina, Greenwood, Abbeville, Edgeville, these are wonderful places with great people. If we give them the freedom to succeed, if we give them the basic tools the government owes them because they paid into that government, then we'll be just fine. And that's what we've got to do. We just have to believe more in our people than we do in our politicians. The only future I'm interested in are the people of Greenwood County's future. My political future, it can come, it can go. It's not important. What is important are the people right there in the county you serve, the people you talk to every day.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more on that as far as that goes. But my last and parting question is, are politicians people too, Curtis?
They often are when they're elected. Sometimes they turn and aren't. We have some, you know, we have some systems here that make good, honorable people make bad choices every day. I mean, they're not given the good choice. They're given two bad choices, and they have to take the least bad. That's not fair. When you send people to Columbia, you also know that it's an enriching environment, that they have the opportunity to flourish. What generally happens is because the way the leadership structure, and this is specifically true in the Senate, the leadership structure commands what it wants. And either you participate or they put you outside in the woodshed and you can just sit there. It's just the Senate, the way it manages itself, and these old-fashioned rules are difficult. And I would love to see the younger senators try to change that. It's just not about personality. It's just about a process that puts all the power into the hands of just a few people. And that's not what America's about. You know, we like freedom. We like everybody having a say. And you know, we like to have a vote where everybody can throw their hands up and know they're not going to be penalized.
Sure.
That's what we ought to have, and that's not what we have in the Senate.
Sure. You know, Curtis, you are up for re-election.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, and you're going to run again?
I am running again. I'm going to have a difficult race because I got a lot of people chasing me. Not people in the sense of in the counties, but I've got some insiders who are after me, and they're after me in a big way. And so that's just part of being a reformer. You know, there aren't a lot of us left as reformers. And when you do try to have reform, when you force it, when you make it happen, people get mad at you. They like having, you know, the bottom line, Ann, they like having control of your money, and they don't want to answer to anybody.
Well, it's kind of like the federal government, isn't it, Curtis?
Yes, that's exactly right.
It goes right up the chain, doesn't it?
That is exactly right. What you see happening in Washington, D.C., because they have CNN and Fox and MSNBC, what you see there happens here. It's just you don't see it.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, if we had those kind of media outlets here, and you know, it's not the media outlet. They can't afford to do that. You know, those are big national organizations,
sure,
or international organizations. But if you saw what went on in Columbia, you would know that Columbia is very much like Washington, D.C. And that's what we have to fight. And it's harder here because we can take stands here and nobody knows. Y'all got some good senators. You got some great senators down there where y'all are. But they're forced to take the least bad choice every day. And that's not fair. Those guys ought to have the ability to flourish. They ought to have the ability to really serve y'all.
Sure.
And so that's something I can't control. I can only manage what I can manage. The Senate is itself. In its own organization, it's an important organization, and I respect the Senate. But I do wish some of these antiquated laws that have been around since the beginning of time, I think Moses may have written these laws.
Moses, okay.
Yeah, and we need to do better. I got to hop off the phone, so I got another meeting, but I will tell you this, Ann, and I go right back to it. What you do for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you do for me. We have got to protect. We've got to work for the people who don't have a say. We've got to work for people who aren't here when the big decisions are made. We've got to work for the people who aren't here when the backroom deals are being made. And that's my mission, and I'm going to do it as long as the people will let me do it. And then when the people say no, well, I'm gonna go fishing.
Okay. Well, Curtis, good luck. We'll be talking to you. I know we'll have you back on again. Thanks so much for spending time with us this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.